Hello, welcome to Book Talk. I'm your host, Anthony Moirore. And at Book Talk, as usual, we have a guest come and tell us about his book or her book. And today, we have an interesting guest with us. But first, I think my hair is falling off one strand at a time. I'm growing old. I don't know why, but anyway, the guest I'm going to bring is going to tell me how to deal with it. And without taking one more minute, because I know he has much to share with us, I'm going to introduce to the show Dino Don Diego. And I hope I got that right.
You got it right, Anthony. Thank you. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
All right. Terrific. Thank you very much.
Yes. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Can we first and foremost know where you're from?
Yeah, I'm from New Jersey. My office is in a town called Englewood, which in proximity is about 5 minutes from the George Washington Bridge that crosses you over to Manhattan.
Mm, beautiful. Yeah. New Jersey in the States.
Yes.
I'm happy to see you have hair full on your head, something that I would desire to have as much as you at this age.
Sure.
Beautiful. And I know you've been in the hair industry. For how long have you been in the hair?
Over 35 years, really, since 1989. Yes.
Wow.
I had this business since 1989. Mm-hmm. I was a licensed hairdresser by trade even before that. Yes.
Okay. So what about, what do you do with hair? I mean, there's a
lot. So what I do, even though I've had this business for about 35 plus years, which is since 1989, I invented a new technology about 9 years ago. And the issue here is that in the industry, there's sort of something missing. And that's what the book is about. In the industry, to give you sort of a rough outline, there's all these ways of adding hair. But the problem is, all the methods, and I'm going into that in a little detail later, all these methods work from the standpoint of making your hair fuller, but they all have one common denominator, and that is they all speed up or cause additional hair loss, which is completely counterproductive. And that's what I talk about in the book. So almost think of it from a standpoint of taking a medication and it solving the problem, but it having side effects. Or as another analogy, eating food that's delicious, but you get sick the next day. That would be totally counterproductive.
Hmm.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are talking about adding hair, but first, before we go into adding hair, I'm curious to know, because it's something that I could be experiencing. And I had a father who didn't have any hair on top. He just had hair around his head.
On the side.
How does this happen? What causes this? What's the origin?
Well, from a male standpoint, there's something called male pattern baldness. And the reason why a guy loses hair on the top, so as an example, that's me before the hair is added. So I'm just like what you're saying about your father, and I have it added too, you know, see? I mean, you can't tell, but we'll get into that technology later, all right? But to answer your question, from a male standpoint, I'm going to explain it from a female standpoint and a male standpoint. From a male standpoint, the reason why guys lose it on the head, on the top, there's a thin membrane that circles the top. That's slightly a different shape with every guy. But the reason why it happens on the top and not the sides, that membrane at a certain point in your life gets thicker and harder and cuts off circulation, therefore making a very even line around the head like this just like you were saying about your father, it's a very definite line, like somebody put a bowl there and drew it out. And that's male pattern baldness from a genetic standpoint. And what I mean from a genetic standpoint, it's sort of like, well, why do human beings go gray? And why do human beings go gray differently at different ages? It's their genetic structure. Now, from a female standpoint, it's slightly different, but it's still, in most cases, not all, from a genetic structure. It's not so much an exact line. With a female, the pattern is through the top, sides, and part of the back. So it's a larger area. It usually doesn't go as clean bald, usually, unless a female has an unbalance of more male hormones. But in most cases, with female, it's female pattern baldness that's top, sides, and back. Different pattern. Okay.
Oh, now, and what, why is that difference? Does it have to do, I mean, you explained about the membrane.
Right. I mean,
is it, is there something going on and it's genetic?
Yeah, they don't, yeah.
It's got something to do with hormones and things like that?
It has something to do with hormones, but in most cases, not all, because there's many causes of hair loss. Even that we came up across COVID, one of the side effects of COVID is speeding up hair loss, you know? And what I mean by speeding up, you might have a woman that is not going to go thin until she's in her 60s. And now she's in her 40s and she got COVID and now it's sped it up to that point. So there's many causes of it. The issue that a lot of people worry about is that they start to lose their hair and they think there's something wrong with them physically. And do I have a disorder? Do I have a disease? And they go to doctors and they try to find out what the cause is, you know? And in most cases, not all, but in most cases, it's genetic. Genetic is like saying, you know, why does your skin wrinkle at a certain age with certain people? Why do we become gray at certain percentages at certain ages? Everybody has a different genetic structure. My biggest thing is I'm trying to stop additional hair loss. And that's what the book is called. And that's what it's titled, Stop Additional Hair Loss. Because one of the big problems is people are trying to do stuff to solve or help their hair loss problem, but they're doing things that are causing additional hair loss and causing speeding up of hair loss. And I want to educate the public, and that was the purpose of the book, educate the public first on what's causing additional hair loss so everyone stops it. That's my first priority, is stop additional hair loss by educating the public. And secondly, if somebody's upset with the amount of hair and they want to add more hair, then go into this technology.
Mm.
Okay.
And we are going to get deeper into that. But before we, before we even go much deeper, we talked about the loss of hair by genetic causes. And I've also had this issue where people lose hair because of a disease like cancer, for example.
Right.
Can you give us a clue how that happens?
Yeah. Well, they're not really losing it from cancer. They really lose it when they're going through chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. One of the side effects of chemotherapy is hair loss. You see, and there's a lot of medications for different disorders that have that side effect of hair loss. And by law, from what I understand, when a drug or slash medication has side effects, they are supposed to list that. So if any drug is taken for any disorder and one of the side effects is hair loss, they're supposed to label that and let people know of that. So, but to get direct about your question, it's really when you have cancer, you don't necessarily lose your hair. It's really from the chemotherapy giving that a side effect of hair loss.
Mm. Okay. So it's good to know that. Now, let's get into a bit of details on how to stop additional hair loss.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right. So now here's a big thing. is that, remember, there's one common denominator. There's all these methods of adding more hair and concealing more hair. Now, there's literally hundreds of methods. So to simplify this, I want to break them down into categories, all right? Because if I start mentioning this name of a method and this name of a method and this name of a method, there's endless different methods out there by name. But to simplify again, we want to break it down by category. So one category is hair extensions and hair weaves. What a hair extension is, category-wise, is not adding hair on the top, adding hair around the perimeter and lengthening hair. That's why they call it hair extensions, to extend. And there's many different brands and there's many different names of hair extensions. But what it does, it adds fullness on the sides, back, and length, and not on top. Now, it works and people are happy with it, all right? And they could stop there, but all, and I repeat, all the methods of hair extensions, they do speed up hair loss, the common denominator. Let's go to another category. Another category, they have hair systems. Now you have somebody that, well, I'm not just thin on the bottom area, I'm thin on the top. And hair extensions cannot be put on top, because when you put hair extensions on top, you see them easy. They can be put there, but they're most likely not, because you'd see them easy. So they get into hair systems that are known for men and women, okay? And they also get into something called the topper. So I want the public to understand something. They changed the terms. So many, many decades ago, there was a term called toupee. And toupees didn't look that good. They were artificial looking. So they wipe out that name and they change the name to hairpiece. Then from hairpiece, somebody took a hairpiece that you put on and off daily and made it into a semi-permanent hairpiece, which means it's attached to your hair or scalp in a semi-permanent way where you can get up and shower and swim and do things on a daily basis, leaving your hair on, which is a good step because it's better to not have to wake up and put something on. You know, it's like teeth. You don't want to wake up and see yourself without teeth and then put your teeth in. It'd be better if you had implants if you missed your, if you lost your teeth, because you want to see yourself that way. So that was a hair system, all right? And now they call it a hair system. Then another term came about that's popular now called a topper, all right? Just a topper. And people think it's new. Oh, a topper. Yeah, that's for giving me more hair. But the hair cyst, the hair pieces, the hair systems, the topper, they cover. Covering is smothering. Does that make sense? Think about it. When you're covering something, you're smothering something, all right? Mm-hmm. As an analogy, you plant a flower and you put a bucket on it. Most likely, it's not going to grow. If you put a bucket on it and take it off and put it on, it'll grow, but you're going to inhibit the growth. See the principle there?
Makes sense.
People are looking at the solution. They might get a topper or a system and go, I like it. Even though they're not that light and there's a lot of restrictions to them. But let's look at the positive side. They get a topper, they get a hair system, they go, I like it, it's changed my mind. That's great. But what I'm against is it's speeding up additional hair loss. Does that make sense so far?
It does.
Now, some of the hair systems, they shave the existing hair. And I want everyone to know something. When somebody's losing their hair, all right, it's extremely emotional. There's people, let's say guys that lose their hair and they shave their head and they're fine with it. I respect that. That's totally okay. Although there's other people that lose their hair and it's very emotional to them. And I understand that. And respect that. When somebody's losing their hair, there's a point where they can't go out. And everybody's different. Somebody might have to lose 90% of their hair before they start doing something. Other people might lose 20% of their hair and they can't stand it. They can't go out. All right. They can't function.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter. Respect each individual. All right. So if somebody's has to lose 40% before they want to do something, then so be it. They should do something because they shouldn't be restricted in their life because of thinning hair or hair loss. Makes sense, right?
Makes sense. Right? Makes
so sense. Now watch this. Let's say somebody loses 40% of their hair and they want to do something. They try to get a hair system. They want to shave the existing hair. So I want everyone to understand this, that when you're losing your hair, every single hair left on your head is precious. You want to hold on every single hair for as long as possible. And that's completely understandable. When I was losing my hair, I was almost counting them. I didn't want to lose one more. If I had 8 hairs left, I don't want it to go down to 7. Mm-hmm. You know? So it's very, very important for people. So to do a hair system and shave the existing hair, that's demoralizing. It's really tough. People do it that feel they have no other choice. But now the industry has gotten a little clever and say, we don't have to shave your hair. All right. You feel better? Yes. So now they cover it. And covering is smothering, like I said before.
Mm-hmm.
So now you smother the existing hair and now you're destroying the existing hair. Okay. So now let's get back to categories. So there's extensions / hair weaves for the perimeter. There's putting hair on the top, which is hair systems or toppers, the most common thing. And then also there's hair transplants. Now, hair transplants is a surgical procedure. All right. And it's permanent, but there's a counter side to that. Even though it's permanent, it's not really permanent because they're losing hair that way too. Hair transplants is surgically taking hair out of the scalp from the back area, moving it to the front. The technology nowadays has gotten very good. When they move the hair over to the front, it looks like original growing hair. It's beautiful, all right? That's the good. I want to compliment where compliment needs to be complimented, okay? The not so good thing is the area called a donor area is only most 25 to 30% of the head. And the thinning area is at least 50%. And with women, it's more like 70%, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can't take from a 25% area to fill up a 50% area or a 60% area. Mathematically, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do, they market towards people that are in the beginning stages of hair loss. When you're just starting to lose it, you can afford to take hair out of the back and move it to the front. And that works. And that's good. And I'm not against that. Although, as time goes on and you progress and thin more and more, you eventually run out of donor areas and then you have a spot looking like an island. So that's where it's not permanent.
Oh, now that explains many people have been seeing around with their hair on the side and hair just right here on the top of
their
head.
Hair, yes. Ooh. They almost look like a monk. Sometimes a monk would have hair here and hair over here. And that explains it because we've all seen that, see? So I'm not against hair transplants. I just think that before an individual gets hair transplants, a surgical procedure, they should know that ahead of time, that it's going to be a temporary fix. And as their hair gets thinner, they're going to need more and run out and they're going to have to do something else. All right. Mm-hmm. So that's category number three. The summarized category number one was hair extensions / hair weaves. Category number two was hair systems / toppers. And three was hair transplants category. Now there's another category, a wig. And a lot of people that don't know much what's available in the industry will just go, I've got to put on a wig. Now a wig goes on top, okay? Wigs, don't usually look that natural, but there's some beautiful wigs that cost thousands of dollars that are light and they're beautiful from the standpoint of being a wig. That's the good part. The not so good part, it covers, again, covering is smothering. When they wear a wig, they're covering their existing hair. And not only from a technical standpoint, they're smothering it, but the word covering psychologically means to not be yourself. You're covering yourself. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? So that's the negative part to wigs. And now another category is a category called concealers. There's these powders, many different name brands now. They're powder that is about similar to the powder in your ink cartridge in your printer. Very fine powder. Some of them put fibers in it, little pieces of hair in the powder. And when you become thin, in the privacy of your home, you push these powders on, it darkens the spot and conceals or hides the thinness or the baldness. Now, did you ever see those, Anthony?
I've had that because I have one of my favorite motivational speakers is also always talking about, I've just come from putting on my mascara. Is that?
Mascara, yeah. And you're right. It's like a mascara. Now, extremely popular. Here's the reason why. When you first start thinning, you first start to look for ways of stimulating your growth, usually. And if you don't know about that, the next thing you do, you don't want to put hair on, you want to hide it. Mm. So now they have these concealers that you can go online, you can order it in the privacy of your home. Your wife or husband doesn't even have to know about it. You privately in the bathroom after shower, you sprinkle it on, all right? And now you concealed it, all right? It's a love-hate relationship. And here's what I mean by that. They love it because it works. It hides it. I've seen people do it so well that they take video pictures and still pictures from their phone and go, look, you would never know, right? And there's a point where you don't know, but there's a point you look closely and you look like something doesn't look like hair, you know? But generally speaking, it works. The hate part, I got to do it every day. I can't lean against something. I'll get it on the couch. God forbid it rains, it might drip down my forehead, okay? You know, I'm very restricted. I have to form artistically one style and not move it. So you're not really enjoying life as you should enjoy your hair and be able to do things, activities, you know? So you're very restricted on what you can do. And not only that, when you put the powder on, it's so fine. It needs to be fine to be able to stick onto the scalp. It's so fine. It gets on the counter. It gets on the wall. It even floats up on the ceiling. And your wife or husband's going to say, well, this is a mess, you know? So that's what I mean by it's a love-hate relationship, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, what it does, let's get back to the common denominator. The common denominator is it speeds up hair loss. The powder needs to be fine to cling to the scalp. The fineness of the powder goes into the hair bulb and clogs it and slows down the growth of hair, thus creating another cause of speeding up hair loss. Mm. That's not good. So see that point?
Yeah.
Works, but not. So those are the categories again. So that's why I broke it down in different categories, and there's many different brands within that category. Yeah. So any questions about that? Does it make sense?
It makes sense. And so many categories. I just thought hair loss is hair loss and that's it.
Right. Yeah.
covering should be one term and that's it. But it's good that you have highlighted all these things.
Now, in reference to the book, the reason why it's called Stop Additional Hair Loss is the majority of the public does know that these things cause additional hair loss or speeds up hair loss. But some people feel boxed, like what I got to do? I got to do something, you know, and they'll still do it. And then there's some people that don't know these things called hair loss. The big objective in the book is not so much to first go into, I have this revolutionary method to make your hair fuller and keep your hair safe. That is part of the book, but the first objective of the book is to notify and educate the public at large, and they desperately need to know this, that all of these solutions, they work. I don't want to put them down. I want everyone to know they work. They're done to millions of people. They make millions of people happy. That's good. But the public has to know that these things speed up your hair loss. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So anything that has a side effect, the public has to know. Just like there's medications that by law have to list the side effects. Well, these methods don't list the side effects, okay? Mm-hmm. So my job, my objective in this book, Stop Additional Hair Loss, is to notify and educate the public that these methods work, but please be aware they cause additional hair loss or speed hair loss up. Mm-hmm. So you see the importance in that, yeah. Now, if somebody wants to stop there and go, okay, I just need that education, I don't want to do anything, but I don't want to speed up my hair loss, then that's completely good enough. You can stop there, all right? Mm-hmm. But now, if somebody goes, I don't want to speed up hair loss, but I'm uncomfortable walking around with the amount of hair loss I have, then they should know about this advanced technology that I wrote in the book. And in the book, the advanced technology has key principles on what allows the hair to grow freely. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's start off with that. Now, this technology, I invented something called a microstrand. All right?
Okay.
And there's pictures in the book of the microstrand. And for anybody visually watching this, this is the microstrand. You see it maybe against my blue shirt.
It's like a net.
Yeah, but then I put it against my skin and it disappears, completely disappears. So again, for anybody that's just listening to this, there are visual pictures in the book, and in the book, it refers you to videos. I have over 600 videos on YouTube. So you can get referred to a video on the website to see more detail, or you can see the pictures in the book. But first, I want to talk about the invention of the microstrand, all right? The invention of the microstrand, think of this. I invented a filament, a thread of types, that the thread itself is literally as thin in diameter as a human hair. So let's say you take one human hair and you put it in the palm of your hand. And next, you take a single thread of the microstrand and put it in the palm of the hand next to the hair. It will look identical to a hair. It will feel identical to the hair. All right. It is as flexible as a hair. So, but here's the but. It's 10 times stronger than a hair, and it's translucent. And translucent means that upon contact of the skin or the scalp, it disappears. So now I take that filament, I make it into sort of a web with diamond openings. Then I took an apparatus that has a microscopic tip hook, a hook only big enough to grab one hair at a time. And we feed one hair at a time onto the microstrand. And as a finished product, for anybody that's watching this visually, this is the finished product after the hair is attached. And for anybody that's not visually seeing this, in the book, there's pictures and there's also referrals to go to the website to see videos of this. So when you look at this, you don't see the microstrand after the hair is on it. You just see hairs looking like they're single human hairs spread apart, just floating in the air, because you can't see the microstrand. Make sense so far?
It makes sense, but I have a question there.
Sure.
Now we have the microstrand, and you showed us hair on it. And where is the hair coming from?
Well, the hair is really, they sell hair. And, you know, from different countries, they sell hair. Mm-hmm. And then it's made into different textures. So what I have is I have not only a color ring with over 60 colors, I also have a texture ring that has increments of textures. What I mean by increments starts out with bone straight, slightly wavy, deeper wavy, deeper wavy, deeper wavy, loose curl, tighter curl, all the way up to an afro texture, all the way up to different kinds of perm straights. So when you have human hair, because it's all human hair that's attached onto the microstrand, when you have human hair in any texture imaginable, in any color, in any combination of color, you're able to help anybody, okay? Which is very, very important, to be able to help anybody without any situation. Now, that's going to sort of lead into the next step or part of these steps. The microstrand is made into that web with diamond openings, with single human hairs attached. The microstrands are custom made to any shape or size. So let me give you some examples. Somebody could just have a bad edge. You just fill in the edge. Somebody can have just a bad hairline. You just do the hairline. Somebody can have just the front thinning. We just do that. Somebody can have the top thinning. We just do that. Somebody can have just the bottom thinning. We just do that. Someone can have thinning all over. We do that all over. Someone can be going through chemo and getting chemo treatment to lose all their hair. It can be added all over. Because this is custom made with the microstrand being in all these different sizes, and because the openings, remember, they're diamond openings, and the diamond openings are sized differently according to how much hair each person has in each given area, and they're sized accordingly. So let me give you a hypothetical example here. Let's take an abstract example. Let's say you have a woman and she has no edge. It's an inch bald on her front edge. And let's say behind it on the top, she's got 70% loss. And let's say behind that, she's got 50% loss. We would use a 1 millimeter called an M1 microstrand in the front hairline, okay? Mm-hmm. And M1 means 1 millimeter opening that breathes, but that creates a natural hairline. So that's what I have. And people see, you know, you can see pictures of me, right? I'm just showing it now visually. You know, basically, even if I split my hair, you know, like that, you see scalp. So an M1 is for a bald area, palm bald. Whether it's a quarter of an inch of your hairline, whether it's just the front, or whether it's the whole top, or whether it's the whole head. So we use a 1 millimeter called an M1 microstrand for a bald area, no matter what shape or size it is, right? Now, in that example, we would use an M1 in the front hairline. In the top, if she had 70% loss, we might use a 13 millimeter opening, diamond opening, because we need to size the opening to have enough room for the client's hair to feed through it, to use their hair, not to cover their hair, right? And let's say in the back they had 40% loss, we would then switch to a 15 millimeter opening. So in that abstract example, this customer would have an M1 opening in the first inch, an M13 on the top, an M15 on the back. This customizes it in a very specific way, balancing out the volume so it's even, while also allowing the scalp to breathe, utilizing all the hair. All right. Yeah. Now, because of that, this is the only method that's called a cure-all. And what I mean by a cure-all means one method that works on anybody, no matter what their hair situation is, because of those details. All right. Any questions about that? I'm not going to give you an earful, right?
It is just beautiful. So far, so good. I mean, yeah. But
okay. So yeah. Now, in addition to that, each diamond opening comes in different densities. You can put a 25% density all the way up to 150% density. So you not only design these in ways of adding hair wherever you need it, any shape or size, adding different openings so you can contribute the client's hair through it, but also adding any percentage of hair. And to give examples, I have some clients, women and men, that want so little hair, they want to look like they're still balding. Because you cannot see the microstrand, it's translucent, I could add 5% hair where you won't even notice it's added, but maybe that individual would notice, hey, it looked like my hair went a little bit. All the way to giving anybody any length or any volume. So it's extremely flexible. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions about that?
It's beautiful. We are getting an enlightenment. Yeah. So
now I want to talk about the principles. What are the principles with this microstrand invention that people should understand, right? And it gets into many details in this book. What are the principles that are key to stopping additional hair loss? So one principle is the scalp needs to breathe. It is unhealthy to cover the scalp. Besides, it's winter and you're wearing a hat, something like that, but it's uncomfortable. Yeah, and very uncomfortable, and it's not proper to cover the scalp. When you cover the scalp, you're inhibiting the growth. The hair cannot grow freely, all right? Mm-hmm. The microstrand, because it's open and because it's translucent, it's the only method that you have 100% access to the entire scalp. That's very, very important, all right?
That's great.
Next principle is to use your existing hair. These other methods, hair extensions, sometimes tape over hair, bond hair together. They're tying hair down. It's not healthy. Toppers, hair systems cover the existing hair. Wigs cover the hair. Concealers block the scalp. Okay. Hair transplants take hair from one spot and put it to the other, all right? So now you want to be able to use your existing hair. So because the microstrand is open, your hair is coming through it. You're using your hair, all right? So when you pull it, you're actually pulling your hair, all right? There is a technical approach to this that says, you want to use your own hair. You don't want to cover it and get rid of it to add more hair. And there's an emotional, psychological effect to it that when you're using your own hair, it's more of your own hair. So think of covering. When you're covering, it's unhealthy technically, and emotionally, it's not healthy because you know in your mind that I'm covering it. It's covering is means it's not really me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But conversely, when you're enhancing, right? I'm going to use an analogy here, all right? Years ago, they had a cartoon where the person was on a video call, and instead of the woman, all right, Jetsons, instead of the woman putting on makeup to answer the phone to be visually seen, what she technically did was put on a mask that was her after the makeup that was covering. When you're putting something on that covers, it's making you feel unreal. But now the opposite, think of makeup. A woman puts on makeup. You wouldn't say to a woman, that's not your face.
Mm-hmm.
The makeup enhances the woman's features. It's an enhancer. So this, because it blends in and you're using their own hair, this becomes an enhancer. So it's more acceptable. It's easier to go into and you feel like it's more of you as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions about that? Does that make sense?
No question.
Okay. So getting back to the principle, so to summarize, you need full access to the scalp, all right? You
mm-hmm.
need to be using your own hair. And you need to run your fingers down to your scalp and feel your actual scalp. All right? When
yeah.
you do that, then it's more of a natural feeling, both technically feeling it and both emotionally. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now, any questions at all about that? Because there's a lot of technical aspects to this.
We are moving on well.
Okay. Now, because of this advanced technology, it does give advanced benefits. All the other methods that I explained earlier that I explained in categories, they all work, but they all have restrictions. All right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't want restrictions at all. Because of this advanced technology, it has advanced benefits. So advanced benefits are some of the following. Let's say you get a hair transplant. You pay thousands of dollars for it. Now you have this transplanted hair. If you put the power on, it's going to cause you to lose more hair. If you put a hair system on, you're covering or removing the hair that you paid all this money for. And now that hair is still precious to you. But with this, we can integrate and blend additional hair in between your transplanted hair, using your hair. Still, using your own hair or using your transplanted hair. And now you just enhanced it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, for a woman, because it's blending hair in between, you can blend in any color, any texture. So it's common for some people to say, do you match the texture exactly? Do you match the color exactly? And the odd thing about this, any other method, you need to match. But with this, you match if you want to match. So if a woman says, I love my hair color, I love the curl, we match it. But let's say, hypothetically, a woman goes, I don't like my hair color. What don't you like about it? It's mousy. All right. We won't match it. We'll add colors that the person likes on the microstrand. When you blend them in between, it'll create a highlight. It'll either steer the color in the direction that the client loves, or it'll create highlights and dimension for that individual. Therefore, the client doesn't have to color their hair. They can still color their hair if they choose to with this technique,
mm-hmm.
or they can choose now not to color their hair and blend in different colors. And therefore, the microstrand is giving more hair fullness in a healthy way while steering and directing the color in a direction that the individual likes.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, even with hair texture, let's say there's a woman that says, I love my curly hair, but it's too fuzzy. We'll put a softer curl in. When you mix a softer curl in, it won't change the texture completely. It'll steer the texture in more of the direction of where the client loves the texture.
Mm.
So those are some of the advanced benefits, right? Now, there's another thing too, and that is to have hair that's part of you. This is a big emotional thing. And I mentioned this a little earlier in this conversation. When someone adds hair, one of the bad psychological things, whether you realize it or not, is I take off my hair, I go in the shower, I put it back on. I take off my hair, I go to sleep, I wake up, I put it back on. You're being reminded psychologically that it's not yours, all right?
Mm-hmm.
People need to forget that it's not theirs. So when you put it on in a semi-permanent way and the microstrand adds hair in this way where it becomes part of them, meaning it's blended in, it's now part of them. Any activity, they go to sleep with their hair, they wake up with their hair, they go in the shower with their hair, they shampoo with their hair, they swim with their hair, they skydive with their hair. It's part of them now. When it becomes part of you and you're only seeing yourself with the hair, like me, I only want to see myself, this is Dino. There's no other Dino. The other Dino doesn't exist anymore without any hair, okay? I don't want to see that Dino, okay?
Yeah.
So now what happens is you begin to forget that the other one is not. You want to forget, right? You want to go through life, daily activity, saying, this is me. Now you become more comfortable, all right? Conversely, you're distracted. If someone was to say, I want you to explain hair loss in one word, the one word would be distraction. Human beings are distracted with hair loss. What does that mean, distracted? Well, they go through day, they're thinking about their hair, all right? Some are thinking about their hair twice a day. Some are thinking about their hair every 10 minutes. Some, let's go out. Okay, let me check the weather. How's my hair? Everything they do, it's hair orientated. And their mind is consumed with their hair because they're uncomfortable. See what I mean? When they're uncomfortable with their hair, they have to make sure their hair is perfect before they go out, before they do activity. So what does that mean? It means their life is distracted. Makes sense, right?
It makes sense.
Okay. Now, every method, all the categories I mentioned earlier in this conversation, they all have restrictions. The hair extensions and hair weaves look great. You can take pictures. They look beautiful. But watch when the wind blows. Don't pin my hair up. If you split the hair, you'll see it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Poppers and hair systems look great. But watch what happens. I got to make sure everything is blending in perfect. I got to make sure the front isn't too far back like this. You might see too much of a solid hairline that it's not my hairline. They're restricted on what, even though they sort of solve the problem, they're still restricted on what they can do with their life and activities in their life. Okay. Mm-hmm. The powders, same thing. They put on the powders. Their hair is set a certain way. I can't go swimming. I can't move my hair around too much. Their life is restricted, all right? Hair transplant, it's not filled in enough. A lot of people with hair transplants use the powders. They're very restricted on what they can do with their hair, all right? Now, conversely, when you're blending hair in with the microstrand, that you can't see the microstrand, and remember, with the microstrand, it's one human hair at a time attached on the microstrand, spread apart, dispersed. So when you blend it in, the microstrand disappears and you only see hair as if it's growing out of your head. Mm. So what does that mean? It means it's evenly distributed. There's no matching. It's blended. You know, I could put purple hair on somebody and it would look like purple highlights, you see? So between that and creating a balance means when somebody's thin, let's say they're 70% thin on the top and 40% thin on the back, you want to add a higher percentage in one area and a lower in the other. So when you move the hair around, it's completely equal. It's balanced. There's no thin area or thick area. All right. Everything is even. The microstrand blends hair in between the hair evenly. So no matter what the individual does, they can hang upside down and have their hair being blown all around and somebody videotaping it. If it's balanced in the way hair is added, now they can do any activity. Any, they can jump out of a plane, they can jet ski, they could swim, no matter what they do. Their hair could even look a mess, but it will still look like their own growing hair. That's a mess.
Yeah. And the big question here is, so this hair or this microstrand is permanent. There's no point that I can remove it and put it on back.
Well, there is. It's a great question. It's what's called semi-permanent. So because it's non-surgical, it's attached to your existing hair or attached to your scalp. And it does need maintenance, minor, either once every month, just like a haircut. It's like if you get a hair color, you have to recolor your roots. If you get a haircut, you got to recolor. Very minor maintenance, averagely about a month or every 2 months. Although you could still live life doing anything you want. It's very similar to normal maintenance of your own hair. You color your hair, you have to color it about once a month or every 2 months. You can cut your hair, you have to get it cut once in a while, all right? So that sort of maintenance. Now, that was a great question because this leads into how do we help people with this on an international level, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, this was invented to be able to attach it and maintain it either professionally or by the individual themselves, by the end user, either or, all right? So now it's something that I can be in Jersey and I can be somebody meeting somebody in Ireland through a video call, and I can actually look at their hair, give them options, customize the microstrand, ship it to them with a video showing them how to apply it and then how to maintain it. Since they can do it themselves, they can either do it themselves, they can have a friend or relative do it, or they can have any hairdresser do it. That's one way. Another way is we offer training courses to salons and hair professionals on how to offer this for the purpose of getting it out more into the public, okay? Because the public desperately needs this technology. So now when a salon or hair professional gets the training course, now they learn other methods of attaching it. There's another method of attaching it that's only done by the hair professional, where the individual just sits down, relax, just like going to a salon and saying, hey, hairdresser, color my hair, I'm going to relax. So now the professional can do it and the end user doesn't have to do it. So think of it as two ways. If there's individuals that rather have it professionally applied and maintained, that can be done. Or if there's individuals that want to do it themselves or have somebody else do it, it can be done that way. So it sort of swings both ways for the convenience of each individual. Okay. Any questions about that? Seem good?
No, that's beautiful because I was okay. With all that you've been explaining, I was imagining myself booking a plane ticket from where I am to get it fixed. But now you've made it very clear that we can just order and contact with you, learn how to go about putting the microstrand and have back our hair.
Yeah, exactly. So now, one of the points of the book is directed to the end user and hair professionals, because think of this as an issue. There's hair professionals internationally that are offering hair weaves, hair extensions, wigs, toppers, hair systems, selling the powders. There's doctor's offices doing hair transplants, right? All of that. And I want to get the word out to even the hair professionals that there's a better way. If everybody is offering ways that are causing side effects, that's not so good. If there's a technology that I'm willing to share it and support it, then we need these hair professionals and anybody that adds hair in any kind of way to offer an advanced technology that will give somebody more hair that keeps their existing hair safe and healthy. So that's the point for hair professionals to know that. You see what I mean? Very, very important details. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm encouraged because at some point I was, hey, my hair is going, what shall I do? So now that you've given us this insight, I'll be confident. But that at some point that I feel I need to have it revamped.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna get back to you.
Yeah. Now, even to help spread the word, because again, I'm going to repeat this again. The objective of the book is to educate the public how to stop additional hair loss. And if they want another step, to teach them about this technology on how to add hair, using their hair and keeping their hair safe and healthy. So one thing in the book, there's an emoji that I created that represents stop additional hair loss. Mm. And in the book, they'll see this emoji. They'll be able to go to the website, copy the emoji and share it. So I want to make this into a movement to spread the word. Why? Because it's desperately needed. I get a tear in my eye when I see somebody's losing their hair and they're doing something that's making it worse. All right. I'm trying to stop that. All right. Now, another thing, in respect to hair growing treatments, there's many treatments out there. There's pills that you take. There's topicals. All right. There's lasers. There's many, there's even some surgery, you know, where they put injections in. All of these methods, they don't necessarily work on everyone. They work on a very small percentage of people. And when they do work, they grow a small amount of hair. I'm not against them. I'm for them. My opinion, being in this industry my whole life, is everyone should maximize their hair. And what I mean by maximizing your hair, do everything possible to keep your hair healthy. Do everything possible to slow down any fallout of your hair, any thinning of your hair. Do whatever is possible. For the people that want to try to grow their hair, try all the methods. But if you're trying any of the methods of stimulating hair growth, and you do anything like a hair extension, a hair weave, a hair system, a topper, powder, hair transplants, you are working against trying to stimulate hair growth. It's working completely opposite. It's like watering the flower and putting a bucket over it, okay? So that's not good. Individuals have to do one or the other. If you want to try to stimulate hair growth, then just do that and don't do anything else. See that point? But with the microstrand invention, it's the only method that you can have your cake and eat it too. Meaning you can actually use growing treatments. And while you're waiting for the hair to grow back, or if the hair does grow back, but not enough to your comfort level, you can blend hair in between using the microstrand technology, have the hair volume you want, while still working on stimulating the hair growth. See? And from a technology standpoint, it's the only method that you can do that you can work on stimulating your own hair growth while at the same time adding the volume that makes you most comfortable. And that's how people have to look at it.
Wow, beautiful. Right? Yes. Right? Yeah, so we are very glad for you, Dino Don Diego, and this enlightenment that you've given unto us that we can stop additional hair loss.
Right.
Now, the only thing remaining is, how do we get to you? How do we connect to you? And how do we get the book? Where's the book?
So the book's going to be, the book was just finished. It's going in print this week, so it'll be out within the next week or two. Mm-hmm. And it'll be available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, or you can simply go to the website. And if somebody wants to first know about this technology before the book is out, which will be within the next week or two, they can just go to the website, you know, which I think you have it up. It's Invisiblend, I-N-V-I-S-A-B-L-E-N-D, Invisiblend.com. They can go to the website, they can watch videos to see actually how it's done, to understand the principles of how to stop additional hair loss. So they can even go to the website, read about it on the website, look at videos, and when the book is out, the book will be available on the website under the store button, or you can go to any place like Barnes & Noble and Amazon to get the book.
Beautiful. So everyone who's listening and who is watching, go to invisiblend.com and get to know much more about stopping the additional hair loss and get ready to buy the book once it's out. Right. And please spread this word to everyone around, to your family, to your friends. Let them know about this because it's beautiful. We all need it.
Yeah. And the book will be on, just so you know, the book will be on audio also for people that want to listen to a book.
That would be good. And then, are you the one who's going to do the audio?
Not sure, right? I'm going to have the audio done through Amazon. It gives the option of doing it on audio. So I'll be doing it on audio also.
Okay.
That way it's more available in all different ways for the comfort of each individual.
Wonderful. We'll be ready and waiting to hear it. And before we go, because our time is up, at Book Talk, we always want our guests to leave us with some few words that we will always remember. What are they?
Okay. knowledge, here's my words. Knowledge is what directs us to results. So as an example, when you have some degree of hair loss and you're experiencing hair loss, the more you understand about it and about it, why it's happening and what you can do about it and the details, the more you understand it, the more clarity you have in making a proper decision. Okay?
Good. Beautiful. As they say, knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. And in the book, each chapter, I have a quote, a specific quote per each chapter to get the individual to think about what the chapter is about. So I have a quote per each chapter that's very interesting and people enjoy.
Which is the favorite of them?
Oh, which is a favorite? That's a good question. That's a good question. Let me see if I can bring it up right now.
Please do.
Let's see if I can bring up the... Hold on.
That tells us that you have so many of them.
Oh, here's one on chapter one that I love. It says, finding and being mindful of what's missing provides directions needed to expand our lives. So that's one, and just in chapter, and that ties into what I just said. Finding and being mindful of what's missing provides directions needed to expand our lives.
Okay? Great.
Yeah, there's many others that my objective was engage the reader with a quote before indulging into each individual chapter.
Yeah, that's good.
I want the book to be very helpful, and I strongly believe this technology needs to be understood. That's why I wrote the book. It really needs to be understood. And the book needs to get out there into the public. And that's why I designed that emoji to get it out, spread the word. It's desperately needed, this technology.
Yeah, and we very much thank you for writing the book, for the technology, and for availing yourself on this episode of Book Talk at Book Place. Thank you
very much. It's been a pleasure, Anthony.
Yes, to the viewers also, we thank you for being with us, all of you who's been watching or listening to this episode. And we would like to remind you, you can always get this episode and other past episodes and future episodes on any podcast platform out there, Google Podcast, iTunes, Audible, name them. And this is the reason that we have been given a quote, or we've been given that ranking somewhere in the UK, that we are one of the best book podcasts, is because of people like Dino Don Diego, who come here and share some great news and great insights like his book. So in the UK, we were be quoted and voted to be at number 4, one of the best book podcasts. I'll put that link on the video so that you can go and find it for yourself. And it's because of Dino and you, the viewer and all listener, for listening and sharing the videos with everybody out there. So keep on and grow back your hair. Stop any more hair loss and grow the one that you've lost. So that's about it. Thank you very much. We have been very happy to have you, Dino. And
it's been a pleasure, Anthony. Thank you.
Thank you for adding great value to the world.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Bye for now.
So long now. Bye.
Yeah.